And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show coming for you today. We've got the man, Captain Jim Hughes of the Cortez, is going to be joining us. It's our annual visit with one of my most favorite fishermen in our fleet. He does it all, long range, local, tuna, inshore, and more. You stay tuned. It's going to be a great show. Pete Gray is out of town on a big trip down to Patagonia catching some trout, and Corey's hanging out by my side. We're going to be having a great show. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie Fishing Kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Rick, to begin things, hats off to you. That's all I got to say. I mean, I would expect nothing less from you, but you're an amazing gentleman doing an awesome job.
We joked, we've been joking the last couple of weeks that there's a whole lot more buttons to push and pull. And fortunately, Pete set us up right and got some really good guys that have our back, Jeff with the Fan and George with Backbone, as Pete had mentioned. But yeah, I was a. You know, like I say, man, nothing to it but to do it. Here we go. I was really glad that we had somebody who I consider a member of our extended family here today so that if and when I inevitably screwed up, I'd be screwed up in front of friends. And that's certainly you and the guy sitting across from us, Captain Jim Hughes of the Cortez. Good morning, Jimmy.
Top of the morning.
We're sure stoked to have you here this morning. And it's going to be a really fun show having Jim in here. We always say you're one of the busiest guys in the fleet. You know, no moss growing on Jim.
No, we got to stay busy.
Yeah,
we have
right.
to stay busy. We're doing something all the time.
We love you from the Cortez, which is where we find you most of the year. But as soon as the Cortez ties up from the last trip, you're busy with a combination of maintenance for yourself. On a lot of the long trips for the Royal Polaris, and then also your everyone's go-to, hey, Jim, I got this project. What do you think? Can you lend me a hand? Can you show me what to do? I'm having an issue. What do you think? I mean, you're the guy that takes care of us all.
Well, I try to keep in combination with everybody.
Yeah.
We're all friends. This is a family. The whole fleet's a family.
Totally.
I mean, if somebody needs help, we can help them with dry. And, you know, that's what we do.
And you've been through most projects. You know, a younger, you know, we hear about it all the time at C4, the younger guy, whether it's his first time getting into a big project or it's his first time being the guy making the decisions. You've seen most and all and been involved in all types of boat projects. And
we've been
probably more than a few times.
Yeah.
Probably a few. We've been involved with some major projects, some small projects, and projects that kick your butt until you figure out what's going on. So, you know, I mean, Corey I've known since he was on a bait boat.
Decades.
Been
yeah.
around for a long time.
That's right.
So I've seen a lot.
Yeah.
Jim,
you know.
Jim is probably one of the most well respected individuals, like,
oh, no question,
for everybody. Yeah, for sure. How many years at Seaforth alone?
I'm on my third building, so 1968.
Since when?
68.
Third building at Seaforth.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool. 68. I didn't know there was a building before the A-frame.
Well, where the boat rentals is.
Okay.
The original Seaforth.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then they had the A-frame, and then this building.
I love it.
So when I was pushing nails and plywood down, like Dave Stout was building the docks over there at where Seaforth's at now. You know,
that's cool.
And my first job pushing that cart back and forth.
So. Incredible.
So the thing that you're the most known for, at least right now, is that beautiful charter boat, the Cortez. And tell us a little bit about it. What a similar but different year, and lots of big fish and lots of medium sized fish. Give us a rundown. How was last year on the Cortez? What were things like?
Stayed busy.
Yeah.
There's plenty of fish to go around. A lot of 100-mile fish.
That's far.
This season was 100-mile fish.
Yeah.
I mean, we had to go out to the banks. I mean, there wasn't a lot up real close. But there was steady, you know, fishing from that 35 to 60-pound grade this year. Some of them, you know, 140s to 160s, 180s. Wasn't a lot of the 200-pounders, and there definitely wasn't a lot of the 300-pound fish.
Yeah. What do you think changed that? I mean, because...
You
they
know,
were in the mix, right, before.
Yeah,
but
I think all that stuff moved fast. It went up the coast quick.
Okay.
You know, we had my second that was there last year, he was up there fishing the deep water, the pollock and stuff like that. And they're catching the bluefin in the nets and catching pollock in the Gulf of Alaska.
Like way up.
200-pounders.
Really?
Yeah, big ones.
So the baits here, right? I mean,
the chovy
hasn't changed.
No, there's a lot more chovy this year.
Yeah.
Plenty of sardine, there's plenty of flying fish, there's plenty of bait around.
Yeah.
Nothing really stopping them from staying.
Right.
They just kept on trucking up the line.
Incredible.
You know? So everybody got, the whole California coast had a shot at nice bluefin fish.
That's crazy.
So.
And with Frank's prediction of that yellowfin making it up last season, which, God, what I mean, whatever happened there, but you're still seeing it down there, right?
I mean,
you just got back from the long trip on the RP.
Yes, and we saw plenty of it. It was, like I said, you know, the last 2 days or day and a half, we were just, you know, below Cedrus, and there was plenty of it down there, that good 35 to 60-pound grade
fish. Incredible.
We cut them all off, you know. We were trying to catch some of that bluefin, so we ended up catching one around on the bluefin, you know, them 40 to 100-pounders.
That is some, I mean, I've seen
it. They were in the mix, too.
But you know, the most incredible table fare, that yellowfin, I don't know what it is, if we, you know, haven't had that grade in a long time. But, I mean, we have, but mm-hmm. what it is incredibly fatty and just...
It had good fat content
over
to it.
The top.
Yeah, it was beautiful fish, beautiful great fish, and it preserved real well, you know.
Yeah.
It was just beautiful.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, a big thing that seems to be the... You know, we get so many questions as of late. Has been the bait situation. You know, a lot of people calling, a lot of people asking. What is things like? And I so want Jim's take, because you've been through cycles of anchovy and sardine, and then also times where there's sardine, but they just weren't around and they caught chovy, and then the next week all of a sudden there's sardine again, and the box are full back again. Like, what's your take on how things have been? And obviously, you're so in touch with local and long range. Like, what's your thoughts on how the bait's been and what we might have to look at?
Everyham's been posting the last couple of weeks about what they have at the bait barges and stuff like that. I've noticed that lately.
Is there sardine?
Yeah. No.
No.
Straight chove.
They've
been that way for a few weeks now.
They went up there and caught some for the long range trips. Mm-hmm. You know, I think everybody had four boxes. Even on this January 1st trip we left on, we went up to Mission Bay and got four boxes. They had some sardine for there. But right now is a lot of choke.
Yeah.
The bait boats are getting, you know, new engines and stuff like that. So we got, you know, just a couple, three boats down right now.
Okay.
And that's Bucky trying to get, you know, not get caught with our pants down.
Straight up,
come
yeah,
up,
totally.
Get it all done by March 1st so that when the seasons get here, we got, you know, all the bait boats ready to rock and roll. But there's plenty of that sardine up there, you know, in that Newport to San Pedro area.
So there's some sardine on the coast. It's just above
the
ground.
It moved up a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
You know, who'd say it come right back down?
Right.
You know, we're not getting a lot of guys looking right now, too. You know, it's
and that stuff, I mean, I remember from back in the day.
Yeah.
And it's probably around.
Yeah.
But what happens is it loves the hard bottom.
Yeah.
Like, it'll hang in from 10 feet to 80 feet, but yet stay on the hard bottom.
Yep.
And the whole trick is tracking it at that point where it makes a mistake and comes off and it's settable. Like, you can't set the net on hard bottom.
No, and we saw that. And guys tried. They tried, and they ripped the net. And then now you're down a boat, and you're down two boats. So No, they're doing their due diligence right now as far as the bait thing as much as possible. But, like I said, we don't have three or four bait boats out right now.
But let me ask Jim Hughes, captain of the Cortez, and you're on the boat. What would you rather have, Chovy or sardine? It's a tough question.
That is a tough question because I've been on both sides of the fence.
Yeah, right?
You know, and
I mean, hook bait, obviously,
yes.
Sardine.
It's going to be easier for most of the passengers to use a sardine.
Yes.
We don't have the parabolic rods like we used to have. You know, fishing with a anchovy where you could cast an anchovy, you know, 20, 30 yards with it.
I mean, we still have them, though.
We have them, but most people don't.
They don't have them in their quiver.
They don't have them in their quiver anymore.
Yeah.
I like fishing anchovy. Everything eats them.
Yeah. Everything.
Everything. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
I'll tell you this. The environment of the ocean is a much healthier place when it's anchovy. When it's a anchovy cycle, it's a much healthier. The small sea bass, the halibut, the calicos, the tuna, everything thrives. Yeah. Like, it brings in the mackerel, the yellowfin croaker. It's just it's all that becomes food for the bigger fish. Like, it's a much healthier cycle.
It is. I mean, you look at the guys that were fishing bait for up there at Dana Point. You know, the half-day boats, they want the anchovies because they're fishing that bass and stuff like that. You know, but you take Marcus and the Fury and a couple of the overnight boats, they want the sardine to fish with. You know, so they're playing both sides right there. Down here, same thing, the half-day boats in the summertime, they like that, you know, the anchovies. And, you know, plus a mix of the sardine. And there was times this summer we had mix, you know.
I mean, we say it all the time, but they can't get enough accolades. The crew at Everingham, the amount of stress that those guys are under, and they just don't miss. Their bait in the box, always. It's always there. And on the most extreme condition, maybe there's a little bit less of it, or maybe it didn't sit in the box as long as they'd like it to, but it is always there, always. And, I mean, think about the number of scoops that those guys have to provide on a summertime day for every boat in the sport boat fleet and all the private boats and all the everything else, and it's always there.
Thousands of scoops every day.
It's unbelievable to me.
And here's the other thing that isn't really mentioned, and because I was on that end of it, I know, and Jim can attest to it, in the last 20 years, every single sport boat has doubled or at least 50% over what they carried prior.
Bait capacity.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, and, you know, to that yet again, you know, in the spring through summertime, most of our long-range fleet was on trips that were 5 to 7 or 8 days. And now with this tremendous bluefin closer to home, there's so many more 3 days. So a boat that used to take X number of load of bait would not be seen again for 8 days. Well, now we see them twice in that amount of time. You know,
exactly.
They're running twice as often.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And taking a fresh load each time.
Crazy.
And yet, every time, open up the box, there it is.
And
we got you, boys.
Hats off to the guys.
And you can see it a lot on ours over Mission Bay.
Yeah.
Because you got Aliar fishing, you know, that Supreme, and he's on 2-3-day trips, 4-day trips, and he's taking loads of bait, loads of bait, loads of bait. You know, and you see the boxes. You know, okay, there's 6 boxes that ain't going to work. But they're in there the next morning filled up. You know?
Incredible.
It is. And we got a lot more boats running out, you know, steady out of the bay. So them boxes get emptied quick, and they're back in there the next morning loading them up. So they do.
How cool is that, though, being over at Seaforth and having your boat there and the receiver right there and so close to the open ocean? And Rick, can close your ears for a second, but all that free parking.
Oh,
right?
I love it.
No, it's you know, I haven't seen it change. I loved it. I've been over there all my life. So,
yeah.
I mean, and I come over here and I go, man, I got to punch in the parking cage. But on the other side of it is, you know, this is the main fleet is down here
yeah.
in San Diego Bay, you know, the volume. And up there, we're just, you know, our 12
do
boats
our thing,
and
yeah.
we do our thing up there. We got bait boxes, we got the supplies, we got the parking, and that's what it is right now, yeah. you know. But our fleet's a family. Everybody gets along.
Yeah.
So guys need bait out there in the ocean, they pass them on bait. So.
I was speaking with Captain Brian Kihara. The American Angler family is coming on the 8th of February, you know, a couple of weeks. And Lori is not going to be joining us to make room for, you know, their newest full-time operator, which is Griffin. He, you know, ran trips last year. He's going to be running a lot more this year. But in talking with those guys, Brian, we're going to do our best to try to get Joey or somebody from Everingham Brothers to come on. And,
oh.
you know, like you said, exactly as you mentioned, Jim, you know, Brian said that they're, you know, they're doing big repower projects and a lot. But, boy, it'd be really fun to get to have those guys on an upcoming show. I mean, it's the thing that I'm fascinated with. You know, it's again, it's so easy. It's the easiest thing to forget because it's so automatic all the time, but it's such a cool operation. And, yeah, so we're going to – Brian's going to give us a hand trying to make that happen. I think it'd be really cool. Wouldn't that be fun?
Like, super cool.
I know. Yeah, I think so, too. It'd be really, really cool.
You don't miss your electricity until the light don't come
on. You got it.
Right?
That's exactly. All
there is to it. And that's really the only time that we – hear anything about the bait company
yeah,
is when
exactly.
they miss.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not just missing once, but like 2 days in a row.
Yeah, they're the best, man. Pretty cool. So what's up with the Cortez right now? Obviously, we finished a great season. Fish were far, but really nice size. You guys had a great time, and you tied it up. When does fishing start again? Any wintertime projects on the boat?
I just hauled my boat out.
Okay.
We just got off the Royal. No,
wait
my
a minute.
Boat.
How did you just pull it? The RP's been back for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Like.
No, we already scheduled it. Hauled my boat out. We're already.
You're on the hard.
Yep. We're sanding the hull right now and doing our bottom maintenance, our Coast Guard inspection, and checking the shafts, props, getting all that tuned up, ready to rock and roll.
Okay.
You know, so getting that part done, and then we'll have some cosmetic work and stuff probably most of the people won't recognize, but, you know, we know inside the boat will be safe and
yeah.
we're all ready to rock and roll.
The reason the boat always goes and seems to never have problems and the reason you run so consistently all the time is because of doing the little stuff that's not seen.
Yes, and then the stuff that we foregoed every year we've seen little things we want to improve on, you know. I
right.
mean, no boat's perfect, and if they built that perfect boat, it doesn't exist. We got to all make them perfect.
That's cool.
As best as possible.
When will fishing start up again for the Cortez?
Our first trip's in the middle of May right now.
Okay.
And then we got trips all the way into the middle of November.
Okay.
So.
And exclusively charter with a few trips sprinkled in.
Yes, we ran three open parties last year. Mm-hmm. I think we're gonna probably try to get four or five in this year. But right now it's 99.9% charters.
And I can't imagine what the number of, I don't know what the right word is, like the returning customer. It just seems like you create that family, and it's not easy to charter the Cortez because you have so many people signing right back up again for next year.
They sign up as they're leaving the boat.
That's great.
On their last trip.
I know one individual and one group that loves Jim and the Cortez is Brian Nguyen.
Right.
Yeah.
And the Jiggers.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's got three or four trips scheduled this year. There's going to be 3.5-day trips this year. So, no, he's been with us for a few years, and we love his group. They're fun to fish with. We always have a good time. And it gives us options to, you know, fish offshore, go fish the islands, one of the islands or whatever.
Totally.
So we can do a lot of different things.
Yep. I dig it. Well, man, Corey, we're just going to have a great show. So stoked to have Jim in here and so stoked to have all you guys with us, too. It's just going to be a great show, and we're in for a fun ride.
Like you said, Rick, I mean, having him in studio is super cool, and the prize that he brought, is it still Christmas? I mean,
know,
seriously.
For real.
It is a new year.
It is, and Jim is bringing a day and a half or a 2.5-day trip.
Yes.
And that's for any open party.
Any open party trip can get scheduled up. And possibly charters. We put a couple of them on charters that had light groups.
Oh, that's cool.
So,
yeah, very cool.
But so if that isn't enough, a day and a half or a 2.5 day trip. For the one lucky winner that wins,
yes,
he or she gets to bring a buddy.
Yeah, nobody likes fishing alone by themselves.
I can't, Jim, say it again. So, somebody at the end, just hanging out, talking, fishing, having fun with us, getting a chance to talk to one of the best captains in our fleet. Somebody's going to get to go on a day and a half or a 2.5, your choice, and get to bring your fishing bud with you.
Rick, does it get any cooler?
That's
right?
So rad, Jim.
So
very, very
all
you've
got to
you.
Do is text the show, and that's done via the app, only done through the app. Text the show, make sure you leave your name and telephone number so we have a way to get a hold of you. Hold of you if you win, or you can text a fan, and it's so cool being back on the fan, home of the Padres, and 833-288-0973 is the number you want to call. We've got Jeff there waiting. Is it Jeff?
Mm-hmm.
Waiting for the call. 833-288-0973, and that'll be your chance to win that full that day and a half or that 2.5 day trip on the Cortez with Jim Hughes, and we're going to be right back. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup. We're on YouTube, Facebook Live. You're joining us there. Good morning. Hello. And we're going to be right back on 97.3 The Fan and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
You know, whether you're going fishing, diving.
Doing great, guys.
Water. There's nothing more worth doing than messing around in boats. So let me ask you, are you ready to upgrade your ride? Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland is your exclusive Western U.S. dealer for Steiger Craft. Created for inshore and offshore waters and laid out with the serious fisherman in mind, Steiger Craft has built a solid reputation for performance and excellent rough water handling. If adventure on the water is what you live for, now's the time to invest in your passion. Call Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland at 510-437-1444. To look at the whole fleet of Steiger Craft online, go to steigercraft.com. Now's the time for a rugged, reliable, and fast Steiger Craft from Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our best booth at the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the wildly popular saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa, where we will have some amazing deals for you on rods, reels, lures, and clothing. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale. And as always, our expert staff will help you select that perfect setup for the fish you want to pursue. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth.
Get ready for the most exciting outdoor show of the year, the giant 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show, March 6th to the 9th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all 7 halls at the fairgrounds. 217,000 square feet plus fantastic seminars and free kids trout pond. Backed by popular demand, the PCS show also has freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 6th to Sunday, March 9th, the 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing LA has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half day trips on the Monte Carlo, and 3/4 day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having Jim in studio here is super cool, and appreciate everybody out there joining us, and you have a chance to win a day and a half
crazy.
Or a 2.5 day trip, like whatever the availability is, right, Jim?
Right, yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, we're going to get some open party trips online here, probably towards the end of March, so it'll be in one.
Or the lucky winner can contact Jim and possibly on a charter, too.
Absolutely.
So it's not only the open party.
No.
If there's a space, you got a chance to go fishing on the Cortez.
Absolutely.
So not only do you get to go, the winner, you get to bring a buddy. So that's for it's for two.
Yeah.
And that's, that doesn't mean that whoever wins that gets to go on two separate trips. That's it's for one trip.
One trip.
All right, Dallas, get your text in.
I know. Hello, right? So send us a text via the app, or you can call us at 833-288-0973. That's the number to the fan, and Jeff will be waiting for you, and lines are full.
And speaking of callers, man, let's do it, Corey. Let's get it started this morning. They are absolutely packed full. Phone lines were packed before, darn near before we even made it onto the air this morning. Jim's obviously a very popular guest, so we're going to have a lot of fun. Let's get it kicked off.
How about Mike? Mike calling from Torrance. Good morning, Mike. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks, Corey. Good morning to you and Rick and Jim.
Good morning, Mike.
We both grew up bouncing around Torrance and Redondo Beach.
Absolutely.
Do you have any stories about PCs or Reds or Pineapple on the receiver or Christian Bluefin off the barge? Enlighten us on that, and I'm looking forward to going fishing with you on your boat.
Well, when I was a kid, we used to ride our bicycles down to the Quay Walls in Redondo Beach, all the way from Torrance, fish the Quay Walls, and catch bonita and stuff inside the harbor. And back then, the harbor police or the harbor patrol, back then, you couldn't fish in the Quay Walls. It's where those sport boats tied up. You weren't allowed to fish. So they'd confiscate your rod or call your parents or whatever. So we had like four or five guys. We'd post them at all the corners like that. And they saw the boats coming in and the harbor police coming in. We sit there, we'd throw our rods in the water and all take off on our bicycles because they wouldn't take our bicycles. And we'd go to Thrifty's and buy an old Zebco for $5 or $6, whatever it was back then. And we use those rods. That way we could throw them back in the water if we got caught.
That is hilarious.
And then going out to the barge, you know, I think it was, I want to say it was a dollar back then.
Okay.
But,
you know,
Jim, there's a lot that have no idea what you're talking about going out to the barge.
Yeah.
So you could fish off the piers.
Yeah. There's a Redondo Pier. Used to be like straight. And then they built like a horseshoe on it, you know.
But there was, you could fish on the pier, but you could pay for a ticket to go fish on this anchored barge.
Right.
And they had them in Redondo and then Belmont and Seal Beach and like scattered up and down. Even back in the day, they had them off Point Loma. But
Yes, they did. Yeah, that was before me.
Down and the boat just comes, ferries people back and forth like every couple hours or so? Like,
you could stay over there overnight if you wanted to. Yeah. Okay. No, I mean, it was open 24 hours.
Yeah.
You know, and they had a little bit of bait out there and everything. Mostly we got fish on the pier because, man, it was hard to come by a dollar back then.
I'm sure,
You know, so.
But the big deal, Rick, the bait was included.
Yes.
Like, that was part of the deal.
Yeah.
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 And then just riding over the hill from Torrance and back and forth, and played at South Bay Little League when I was a kid. So I still got family up there in Torrance.
Cool.
You know.
Mike, appreciate the phone call, buddy. Thanks a lot for that. I had a great text come through. It says, "Good morning, guys. Great show. I love when you have Captain Jim on. My question, Jim, to draw tuna from the depth, what depth are you looking at when you see tuna? When do you have a feeling that they're going to bite for you? When are they going to react to the chum versus dropping knife jigs, et cetera, et cetera?" That's all from Matt in Apple Valley.
That, what I've noticed over the last, you know, since this bluefin's been biting, is that 40 fathom is a really important area.
Okay.
That 40 fathom area. If that fish is in that 40 fathom area, I would say most of the time you're going to get a bite out of it, you know, if not the school coming up. And you can see it coming up, you know, or you can see it, or you'll see a couple boils way up when you might have to stick with it for a little while to get a bite. But nighttime stuff, definitely at 40 fathom, seems to be the area where you want to be at.
And that's kind of like that deep scattered
layer? You'll see scatter layer, and then all of a sudden and if you turn on, on our fathometer, I just turn up the gain a little bit and see where that edge is in that water, you know. Where it separates you at upper water column from the next level down. And then turn it back down and see, okay, well, that fish is going to be up to this area right here. And that's the stuff you want to focus on if it's not up high and dry, you know. But, you know, you go fast and get over to school, and if it bites, you stick with it for a little bit. And, I mean, most of the time you're going to get a bite out of it. This year was a little different, though. I mean, you probably got one bite. You know, one school bite out of five. I mean, it just kept moving around a lot. You know, it wasn't a concentration of boats. We were in scattered areas. Guys were scattered out, but it just wasn't. They were acting like bluefin. That's what they were doing.
Yeah.
You know.
When you're on a school in the dark, does any bait go over the side of the boat? Is it effective? Is it not? Is it, you know, like how does bait play a part of
it? I see more and more guys doing it.
Okay.
You know, they go up there and they pop 3 or 4 or 5 scoops, you know, and it seems like it's working for them.
Okay.
We throw a little bit of bait. I like chunking it up and throwing it, you know.
Really? Okay.
Chunking it up and throwing
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. And it seems like, well, it's not swimming away, you know, it's staying underneath the boat. But I see more guys using it and doing it. It seems to be effective, you know. Other guys that do just as well without doing it.
Do you ever see the fish like you would on a long trip? Do you ever see the fish come up on the chunk or?
Oh yeah, no, they come spitting it up.
Okay,
you know the ones we caught. You know, like they're eating it.
They're eating it.
Yeah, they're absolutely eating it.
You do a year full of doing both, the fishing local and then going down on the long trips. You seeing any of the, you know, the bluefin nighttime night jig technique? Are you seeing that? When you're running your long trips on the RP? Are you seeing?
We saw it this last trip. Guys trying to fish nighttime, fishing the jigs. You know, jigging rods.
Oh really?
You know?
Okay.
Oh yeah. I was looking around. I said, man, I don't see none of those $1,000 reels around here. And then I seen a couple of them. Okay. And guys are jigging them. I mean, they're jigging them just like bluefin.
Because you know, catching them on a PL-68 was always a thing for a while, but. Well, you want to talk about something that'll wear you down.
Yeah.
Dropping a PL-68 with a 50 sized reel and big tackle, like nobody's good for too many drops of that.
No, absolutely not. And we see it here in the summertime with the bluefin. Guys sit and wind it all the way up. Hey, try to keep it in the same water column. You know, wind it up 10 or 15 cranks, drop it. Wind it up 10 cranks, drop it. I see guys wind them all the way to the top, right at the bottom, all the way to the top, back at the bottom. It'd been there, it'd be worn out and just stop, you know, let alone 5 more stops, you know. So these guys are starting to get hang with it. We tell the guys, hey, mark your line so you know where you're at and try to stay in that water column. That's where you want to be. So right in that 40 fathom. I say the fish is down there 45 fathoms, you know. That's where you want to be. So they might have to let out 50 depending on how fast they're moving, drifting.
And would you say, you know, because again, you just like Corey was saying, you know, you carry a lot of guys who are very proficient, you know, all things. I mean, that's the beauty of the Cortez. Red rod charters up to, you know, Brian's groups that are highly, you know, all the trick gear and all the trick lures. You see more bites happen on the retrieve, more bites happen on the fall. What? How are guys getting bites?
50-50.
Really?
50-50. Okay. So guys get bit. Oh, I got bit on the sink or I got bit on the wind. Yeah. It's equal.
You got to get it in them.
You got to be in there.
That's it.
It's so crazy, Jim, that, I mean, obviously you've been around for over 50 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, does it ever baffle you at how much fish you drove over the decades that you couldn't execute like they are today? Like, it was there. The availability was there.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I mean, I remember, we're not going to stop on these things, you know.
Yeah.
Especially that bluefin. We drove over them for, you know, there's spot after spot for a mile and a half, 2 miles.
Right.
And just keep on trucking. You know, we're going right on by it. Yes, I think about the guy whoever decided to stop one night and start fishing these things at nighttime. What the hell?
Yeah, like what was he thinking?
What are we missing here?
Right?
Yeah.
And I know, Jim, you're always willing to learn, and you've got, I mean, I know you, so I know you have an open mind, and you're always willing to investigate, and not that guy that always thinks he knows it all and closes off, you know, that door or window, you know?
No, that circle hook thing. You try to break a habit. I mean, that was worse than smoking. You know? I mean, fishing a J-hook all my life.
Yeah,
fishing with
sweet,
an anchovy. And it first time I put a circle hook, I said, these things don't work. I mean, I just keep swinging on and I'm missing them full speed. And I go, it took me a lot. And the same thing with fluorocarbon.
Yeah.
I think that fluorocarbon, when it first came out, was real stiff and stuff like that. But eventually you say, hey, okay, this stuff is working. You know?
It's the real deal.
It's the real deal.
Yeah.
That's cool. Hey, well, great text. Appreciate it. Let's jump back on folks, Corey.
Let's do it. How about John? John calling from Escondido. Good morning, John. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And it's always the fun time when Jim comes on the show.
Good morning, John.
And good morning, Jim. I got to fish with you last year in the beginning of October on your modified two-day trip. We got there. And you know, we didn't really run into them that night. I think we had maybe one or two stops, and they didn't want to play. But we had a slow plunk all day long on live bait, and that was a lot of fun. First time I met you was on the 22-day on the RP, but your the barge and stuff down at Redondo brings back memories as a kid. I'd ride the RTD bus down and, you know, go out on the barge. And that thing, as a kid, it looked like it was way, way off the water, man. You know, you were dropping down 50 feet just hit the water, it seemed like. But it was a good time to watch the Bonita run around the end of the pier. Oh. And everything, and so it's good times, and I keep looking for your schedule so I can get back on your boat, because that was fun last year when some trips popped up and I was able to get on there. So have a great year, and thanks for everything you do.
I appreciate it, John. Yeah, it was Bonita were always around. That's okay. One thing about up there, we always had Bonita around. There was always something to catch.
What's the best way to catch them?
Anchovy.
Okay.
Yeah. Anchovy, and then we had all these little baby crocodiles. Okay. And peewee ones and stuff like that.
Yeah,
know,
so. That's right. The crocodile, that was a good one.
Yeah.
When Jim's going up to the rail, you know, we'll put ourselves on a day when anchovy's the bait that you have to fish, and that's what's in the tank, and you're stepping up to the rail. How are you fishing that? How are you pinning the bait on? You know, going to give us the rundown of the art of fishing the chovy.
One thing we don't do with a sardine, we collar hook them.
Okay.
Right here, right that's underneath the gill. Right, that's the bone. That's this collarbone. That's where we always hooked them.
So like fragile.
That. Yeah, there they are.
So fragile.
You know, and you can cast nice and easy with them.
Soft cast.
Yes.
Almost an underhand is.
It's a soft cast. It's a different ballgame.
Yeah.
You know, it's you take some of these rods that we fish bluefin, you never cast an inch.
Jim, I laugh at the thought of this generation and two generations that have. I almost want to say no clue.
Mm-hmm.
Fishing with straight anchovy.
Yeah, you guys are talking about with Frank Cass learning how to cast with a
clothespin, right?
Clothespins were heavy.
Yeah,
bearing anchovy.
I mean, there were honestly times with a number four hook, you had to put three chovies on.
Right.
Seriously.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one of the things. You know, being the tackle junkie that I am, and I like that stuff. I'm really excited to see it again. This is just getting, whenever that time comes, I'm with Jim too. Like, you get those three bait boats up and running looking, those boxes might be full of sardine next week.
So. Absolutely.
But just, you know, in that hypothetical future when it is all straight show, I can't wait to see what the rods do. And I, you know, we talked about it last week when Doug was on here, CalStar under new ownership. And like
huge deal.
Already seeing brand new things come out of them, you know, an influx, kind of letting John have the reins and providing him the machinery and the capital to get to do. I can't wait to see how those guys, you know, because they already build 196s and 220s and all the cool chovy rods that existed. But I can't wait to see what the innovation comes and. You know, knowing that there's new blood at CalStar, like I can't wait to see how they would then react to building. Like, what's a new school chovy rod look like? You know, do you expand on that GG series where the rod is, you know, a higher percentage of glass, but it's still got graphite, so you still get the lift. And you know, they're so good now at building characteristics into rods. You know,
That wasn't a thought before.
Right.
You know? I mean, they were solid fiberglass. I mean, fiberglass, and they were long
the entire blank.
Of it, all blank.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, we had. The rent rods at Seaforth were Garcia rods, and they were 7 or 8 foot.
Okay.
They had a guy, probably 5 or 6 guys on it. But you could cast, with a 155, you could cast an anchovy, you know, 30 yards.
Really?
I mean, they were just really parabolic, you know, and it was really, really nice. And I think, boy, these guys have these rods now, we've got straight anchovy. We're in trouble.
That's going to be fun. Well, let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Rick. How about John? John Cole from San Diego. Good morning, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning, guys, and hello, Captain Jim.
Good morning.
I wanted to ask you about your perhaps your most memorable trip, whether it was super fishing or an unusual species or a special event that took place.
Yeah. We were just talking about that on this last RP trip. We run the Polaris Deluxe. I think we had 14 people, 15 people. We were down there fishing below Ensenada. I think we're like 80 miles. Anyways, we got in a stop of this, what we thought were big bluefin, but we never landed a fish. We stayed bit the whole trip.
Really?
The whole trip.
Wow.
We had fish going. We didn't have gold reels.
Okay.
We had
all six O's.
There wasn't enough line left on the boat.
Come on.
To wrap around the house. Not enough line.
Crazy.
Yet we never got blood on the deck. We never landed a fish. We stayed bit the whole day and stopped. And
what?
Never, and those people thought that was the best trip they ever had in their life.
Crazy.
We just got our butts handed
never,
to us.
Never saw one. Never got one to color.
Never got one to color.
Come on. Crazy.
Never got one to color. And we were using, our trolling rods all had 80-pound mono on them.
Right.
Still never landed.
Yeah, I mean, how many big, I mean, yeah. Again, this isn't your first time to the rodeo. Right. How many big fish have you seen landed on a 6-0 with 80-pound?
Oh, thousands. Yeah. You know, it's that, it wasn't unusual, you know, and we just never, ever saw one, landed one.
Come on.
And we checked the drags. I mean, we had burn up reels, we had broken reels. We had, that was probably, and it was fun.
No,
it was a bummer.
Are you kidding me? Of course.
It was a bummer. We weren't landing anything, but on the other side of it, just what is going on here?
What's the closest? You know? I mean, did you have one that slowed down?
No.
And got to fight him
for
a while?
Just, no.
Never even get to turn the handle.
No, we got to turn the handle a little bit, stop him, and then it was, stop him. That was it. That was probably the most memorable, the funnest, and disheartening trip at the same time.
So,
you know,
they get up boiling.
The people
around,
had a good time.
Was the fish boiling around? Did you see it? At least
we saw a couple boils. That's what we stopped on, and we never saw another boil.
No
the rest of the
way.
Trip.
Crazy.
Went up the meter, and it's just thick, 20 pounds.
What year do you think that was? I mean, just roughly.
85.
I mean, even Flares Deluxe.
84, 85,
wow.
I'm guessing. Right around there.
Wow.
And and which boat is Polaris Deluxe now?
The Breezers.
Okay, got it.
Oh, the Breezers.
Yeah.
Private.
Yeah, it's a private
yacht.
But Bill built it.
Uh-huh.
After the Royal Polaris, he built that boat. He was disappointed because it was so slow. So then he built the Supreme.
Okay.
We got it, had the Deluxe over at Seaforth. They had already added 6 feet to it to see if they could make it faster. We took the 1271s out. We put the 892 TAs in there. And when Bill had 1271s in it, we did 10.5 knots.
Okay.
We did our trial run with 17.5 knots.
Whoa.
We had lost 4,000 pounds of weight, gained 400 horsepower, and we just walked the dog with that.
That was the difference maker.
Yeah, and we had the boat for 3 years, 4 years. And, Tommy Ebner and myself, we ran it opposite trip here.
Tom Ebner.
Yeah.
You're bringing back some names.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. That's way cool.
Hey,
I love that story, man.
Right?
That's a good,
crazy
very good
stuff.
Call,
that's
John.
It.
That was cool.
Well, hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to have more of those stories, having Jim Hughes from the Cortez and Studios. Truly a special treat. And we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the 97.3 The Fan.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norris Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norris Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norris Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com. That's norsklithium.com. Or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norris Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norris Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norse Lithium.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligation. Just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And your San Diego County Ford dealers is the place to start. With a full lineup of vehicles and available powertrains, get your ideal combination of power and capability. with gas, hybrid, or all electric. But more important than the power you choose is what you choose to do with it. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. So, if you want your tackle to be the state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar, available at fine tackle dealers.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. So stoked to have Jim in here, and I'm telling you, man, he's just, like I said, it's Christmas all over again, man. We're almost in February, and he's brought a day and a half or a two-and-a-half-day trip, whichever is available for one lucky winner. But not only that, in addition, that lucky winner is going to be able to bring a buddy. So
absolutely.
There it is.
That's,
you know,
so cool.
I know it.
Well, phones are packed. Everybody's dying to talk to Jim. I think we dive right back into it, Corey.
How about, let's see, Hills.
Hills on line four.
Yeah, it is. Morning, Hills from Ventura.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Hills.
Hey, Jim. My buddy's dad is a well-known fish biologist, and my buddy says he will not fish for fish except on the Cortez.
Oh.
And his name is Steve Crook. And I'm wondering, Jim, we know that Steve can biology, but can Steve fish?
Oh, I love this question.
Steve can fish just fine.
he's a man that loves calico bass.
He loves calico bass fishing, but he does just as well offshore.
Yeah.
You know, he preferred catching yellowfin as opposed to the bluefin, but on the other side of it is he fishes just fine. Fishes albacore real well. He's been on there. He's been on my boat forever.
There are a few people that have our back with Let's Talk Hookup, like our buddy Steve Cook.
Yes.
I mean, anytime there's a fish biology or also fisheries, who, you know, Steve is super involved in fisheries, question happens to come up, usually there's an answer to that question that's been text to my phone before the caller's even off the air. Like, nobody's got our back like Steve.
Steve, he calls. I probably get a call from him once a week.
That's cool.
You know, find out what bait situation looks like, what the bluefin thing looks like, you know, try to keep him posted on what I know. And Brian, his son. Brian Crook.
Okay.
He's working with me right now.
Oh, cool.
He's down there working.
Really?
Yeah, he finished off
he's
the summer.
He's on the boat?
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah. He moved back from Idaho. He's been
That's
working
awesome.
With me since, I think, August, September.
Cool.
He finished off the season with us. So
How
love
cool.
to have him on the boat. So it's awesome. He's down there sanding right now.
Usually when I say something dumb, like, well, this is the best it's ever been, y'all get a text message from Steve, like, well, here, check this chart out. You know? In 1974, they caught four times that amount. Like, okay, my bad. You know?
Yes.
Wow.
He brings me a chart every when he comes out, every couple weeks or a month for the new month of what all the sport boats have caught on up and down the coast.
I love it.
You know, I mean, it could be, and actually the bluefin was down this year from what it was last year, but it was still our number one fish that we caught on the coast.
Yeah, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Even if it was down a little bit, it was still
up there, yeah.
That's cool. Hey, well, appreciate the phone call very much, Hills. Speaking of biting fish and what's going on the coast, it's time for the catch report, Corey.
And we're going to go straight to Jim's home right there at C4 Sport Fishing and talk to Marcos. It's brought to us by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. And it's the place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. And did you know Summit also is the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? Check this out, man.
Yeah,
Jim, it's unbelievable. 25 cents for your first 5-pound bag of ice, or just a straight out $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. They also have the lowest price on car washes. And right now, only $6 for the listeners. Wash your car at the Summit for just $6. Unbelievable.
Crazy.
Plus, you get the 100 pounds. This is one that just kills me, Jim. I can't believe they still have this promotion going. 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill-up. I mean, you're going to fill up anyway, right? And
if the price is fuel.
Listen to me. I've done it so many times. The prices are probably less than Costco prices.
Totally.
which are, you know, pretty darn low. So dozens of great snacks and just 89 cents and so much more. Summit Gasoline is your free ice and for the listeners, and always the lowest gas prices at the San Diego Sports Arena.
And it's a nice store.
It is. It's huge. It's
a nice store.
I mean, there must be 30 pumps, 25 pumps.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Anyway, good morning, Marcos.
What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
Well,
morning, Marcos.
We got Rambo in here, man. We're doing great.
Morning, Jim.
Morning.
I'm sure he's giving you all kinds of wise information there.
Old.
Yeah.
Fishing's been about what you'd expect at this time of the year. Those half-day trips going out there, catching those bottom fish and the whitefish and calico bass in the mix. We had the tribute out last weekend going down to Colnett, and they did that freezer special there, catching all kinds of bottom fish. They're back out there today. We actually have the Pacific Voyager out on a two-day trip right now. He went offshore looking for those bluefin because, like we talked about last week, some of those bluefin were sighted within that two-day range. So we're just waiting to hear from them. And hopefully, you know, maybe we'll see bluefin, an early bluefin.
Yeah, that would sure be cool.
He saw a little bit of sun yesterday.
Okay,
last night.
He did.
Yeah.
Which is good. And like I said, you know, both of them out there, you got your options, those half days. And those are getting pretty popular right now. It's kind of a nice trip. Got a little bit of wind and possible rain coming through over the next couple of days. But beyond that, some great weather, great fishing there. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have our schedule up there for those half days. The day and a half on the Tribute. I think the Pacific Voyager has one more two-day coming up pretty quick here. So check that out. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, say hi. And again, we talk about this every year. Now's the time to start looking at those charters for the upcoming season. Because every year people wait, and then all of a sudden fishing's good, and they want to make those charters, and it's a little too late there. So definitely start planning for the upcoming season, because if it's anything like last year, it's just going to keep being great.
Man, that's good advice. And, you know, you said it best, Marcos. I always say the same thing. If you know you want to do a charter, I urge you to do it now, because those dates just really get gobbled up. Once PCS show comes and the guys get to talk to the guys at the land, I mean, that's when so much of it gets vacuumed up. So make that call right now before everyone else jumps on.
I had three guys call me yesterday for charters. I got to get back to them today.
There it is.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
Well, Marco, some great fishing. Like you said, we got a little bit of weather in front of us. But, boy, looks like nice, clean and clear after that. Again, we'll get right back to catching them. If somebody wants to get in on one of those upcoming offshore trips, get in on the good local fishing, get on that great half-day fishing, how do we find you?
Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We got all kinds of information up there. We got the full schedules. You can make reservations right online. Give us a call at the office. Again, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, grab a burrito next door, and get out there fishing.
Great job. Appreciate that as always, buddy. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
I'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. All right. Corey, do you have a text standing by?
I do, actually, Rick. And it's, hey, Captain Jim, does the Cortez have bunk room or staterooms, and how many do you take on any given trip? And that comes from Brian and Wildemar.
It's open berthing. We can sleep up to 23. Most of my groups, we've got them down to about 15, okay. 16 people. On the three-and-a-half-day trips like that, we bring them down to 12 people.
Man,
how comfy. Oh,
yeah.
Are you kidding? 12 people?
Yeah.
I think we only had one trip where we carried 20 people this last year.
Really?
Yeah. And it felt like it was crowded, you know. it really isn't.
Yeah, no, of course, it's a big boat. Like.
Yeah. But that's it's very, very comfortable with 15, 17 guys. And it's very nice. They got bunk stories. That way they can put more stuff, you know, down in the bunk room and keep it out of the hallways and stuff. So.
You do so many charters. How does the food thing work out? Is it an open galley? Do people do, like, the meal plan kind of thing?
No,
like,
all the meals are included on the charters.
They are, okay.
And then when we have the open party trips, it depends on what kind of trip it is. We'll either have open galley or we'll do a meal included. It seems like when we do the meal included, it's a lot easier for the people because they're going to pay one price.
I
and
would
they don't
think
have
so
to
too, yeah.
Nickel and dime for a Mexican license, a fishing license, and they're cleaning fish and stuff like that.
Especially if it's, you know, a work crew, a construction crew or whatever it might be, and the foreman or the owner wants to take care of the crew.
Right.
I mean, what better way to do it, right?
It's easier.
You know, easier for everybody.
For everybody. You know, cook them one meal, you know, not have to cook 17 different things.
It allows you guys to plan for it better.
Right.
It probably is a better finished product for your customers.
Absolutely.
Too. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I had a text come through, and, you know, it's a real quick one because you touched on most of it. It was from Rory in Lakeside. Say, hey, me and a couple of buddies and a few friends are wanting to plan a trip at the beginning of 2025. When does the Cortez schedule become available for charter? That's what he's hoping to do. But you had said that's right now.
That's right now, yeah. It's right now. You can either call C4th or you can give me a call at 619-203-2965.
And are there still if a guy called you right now, is there still a space to crowbar somebody
in August,
somewhere?
September, and October are already full.
Okay.
We have some openings in July, some in June, and some in May.
Okay. And other than that, they find you, call you direct, call the landing,
yep,
find a spot, slide
right
in.
Slide in. That's it.
Go fishing on the Cortez.
Better do now before the show comes up.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, hey, that's when we come back. We got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming to you. Again, live on the streams, on Facebook Live, on YouTube. Want to give a huge thanks to Jeff on the Fan for keeping us running. And we got another full hour coming your way on Let's Talk Hookup at Facebook and YouTube Live. And tomorrow morning, again, back on the Fan. Thanks, Jeff.
Winter in Southern California, but those of us who live here know it's a great time of year to go fishing, and certainly not time to put your gear away. This is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop. Dana Landing in Mission Bay, the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. This is the ideal time for bay bass fishing, and I get the inside scoop from Johnny. Heck, he will even rent you one of our killer blue skiffs. This is also a good time to go work on your reels, and Doug is the man for that job. If big largemouth bass are your bag, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. They have all the right stuff, and live bait for a perfect day on the lake. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is super cool too, for both freshwater and saltwater tackle. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. So, if you want your tackle to be the state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar, available at fine tackle dealers.
I believe there is no doubt that the finest sport fishing in the world starts right here in San Diego. This is Captain Frank Lopresti. Our fleet of long-range boats and crew are unmatched, and the Royal Polaris and Shogun are right at the top of the list. Captain Jonathan Yamati and his crew aboard the Royal Polaris are considered to be the finest long-range vessel in the world. From summer bluefin, yellowtail, and wahoo to giant yellowfin tuna, our record is unmatched. The Shogun, under the direction of Captain Rene Montegudo, has become one of the most popular long-range boats in the fleet. This big, wide, solid riding vessel has gained a reputation for catching fish and treating their customers to an epic vacation on the water. I am so proud of Jonathan, Rene, and the crews on both the Royal Polaris and Shogun, as they have helped me keep the reputation of the premier vessels in the long-range fleet. Come see for yourself. Book a trip on the Royal Polaris or Shogun today. Check RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com. or ShogunSportFishing.com, or call Monica or Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our best booth at the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the wildly popular saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa, where we will have some amazing deals for you on rods, reels, lures, and clothing. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale. And as always, our expert staff will help you select that perfect setup for the fish you want to pursue. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing.
We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.